Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Staying in St. Louis here on Overtime, gun dealers in the city would have to tell police when somebody fails a background check under a bill up for hearing this week in the Board of Aldermen. The sponsor is Aldermanic President Lewis Reed, says police would like to know who's failing background checks. He warns the bill could face opposition by those who would argue that it restricts gun sales. But Amy, he says it only lets police know who tried to buy a gun but was turned down under a current background check laws. Do you like this bill?
To be quite frank, I don't understand what the point of it is. If they failed a background check, one would assume that's whatever is in the background, the police would know about it if there was some kind of record. I guess if you're looking at mental health records, which I'm not sure that's what they're doing when they're looking at a background check. So you're telling the police information that they already know. So I may perhaps they want to know, are convicted or, you know, former felons or people with records trying now to buy guns? Are they trying to keep track of recidivism? And then I know a lot of criminals, as the numbers have shown, aren't buying guns legally anyway, and they're definitely not going through avenues that require a background check. So to me, this seems a little bit of a dog and pony show.
Yeah. Also, do we really think that the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department has the resources to go through this paperwork? Oh, let's see who applied for, you know, a permit. And do we really think that the guys who are going to use the permits illegally and who shouldn't have firearms, do you think they're actually going to apply? Of course not. They don't have to. They can buy a firearm in the neighborhood or wherever. You know, it's just, it almost seems like this lacks common sense. It's hard to believe, but it does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.